Greetings. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. A few years back, I met a woman named Diane Langberg. She's traveled worldwide as a trauma counselor, meeting folks who've endured some of the worst of atrocities, including the Rwandan genocide. Diane says the church's greatest mission field in the 21st century is trauma. She says, trauma is extraordinary, not because it rarely happens, but because it swallows up and destroys normal human ways of living. The older I get, the more I am saddened by how many folks I meet who have been traumatized. They're abused or neglected to the degree that they walk with a limp the rest of their lives, if they can walk at all. And I know that the gospel is the only news that can give them hope. But there are obstacles. I found this as both a pastor and as a father of foster children. First, because trauma crushes its victims. It leaves them scarred and bruised. They struggle to trust opening up their lives, especially if they've been hurt by someone close to them. If that is you, listen to how God describes Jesus in Isaiah 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Did you hear that last part? Jesus will not break a bruised reed. He will not snuff out the one who is faint and weak. Yes, many cry out for justice today, and they want to make it this grand event. Not so with Jesus, who does not shout or raise his voice in the streets. How did Jesus bring about justice? By quietly doing gentle deeds. By spending time loving the poor, the prostitutes, the down and out. Jesus shows his love in moving into the neighborhoods on the wrong side of the tracks. Perhaps you appreciate that, but you still struggle to believe in a God who would allow horrible things to take place. If God is all-powerful and all-good, how could he let awful things happen? Richard Sibbes wrote a book called The Bruised Reed, where he says, we need to be bruised to understand our nature, our condition. We will never desire heaven if we're not shown the hell that we're in, and we'll never understand the trauma Jesus endured to save us from our hell if we don't also bear a cross on our way to glory. We will never understand justice if we don't taste a bit of Calvary's cross, where the greatest injustice ever took place, the killing of our Creator, that we might then come to discover the greatest love, and that we might be forgiven. And I know forgiveness is another obstacle for trauma victims. Perhaps you know what I mean. Believing in Jesus is hard because Jesus is not only the forgiving God, but a forgiving man. And it is a painful thing to follow a Savior who requires you to do the same, to forgive. It's hard to accept a God who lets bullies get off scot-free and insists we then forgive them. Perhaps you remember Corrie Ten Boom, who had survived a Nazi concentration camp. Well, after the Holocaust, she returned to Germany to bring the message of God's forgiveness. And she quoted Micah 7:19, where Micah says, "You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." And she urged folks to confess so God could throw their sins into the deepest ocean. And she said, I can't find scripture for it, but I believe God places a sign out there, no fishing allowed. After she was done speaking, he was put to the test. For her, a man began working his way towards her. And as she recognized his face, a prison scene flashed into her mind. A scene with a pile of dresses lying on the floor, and she and her malnourished sister Betsy being forced to walk naked before the guards. A scene in which this man, one of the cruelest of the guards, had taken part. And not long after, Betsy had died. And now she was face to face with this man, his hand sticking out, waiting for her to take it. She recognized him, but he didn't recognize her. He said, "Fine message, Fräulein. Good to hear our sins at the bottom of the sea. I was once a guard at Ravensbrück, but now I am a Christian. I know that God has forgiven me for the cruel things I did there, but I would like to hear it from your lips as well. Will you forgive me?" Corrie ten Boom said this was the hardest moment of her life. She found her hand stuck in her pocketbook. She remembered that God calls sinners to forgive so we can know His forgiveness. And by sheer will, she pulled out her hand and prayed, "Jesus, help me." And as she and the former guard grasped hands, healing warmth flooded Corrie, and she experienced the most intense love she had ever known. And she knew it was not her love because she didn't have that power. It was Holy Spirit-fueled love from above, the same Spirit that had filled God's suffering servant from Isaiah 42. I encourage you, the next time you feel that tug in your heart, remember who you are and who you belong to.